Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning, beautiful. Welcome to day 304 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Be as honest and upfront with your people as possible. This is not just for them either. This is something that will help you so much. It takes so much pressure off to just tell the truth. If you feel like you need to rain check and you can foresee that change happening ahead of time, let your people know as soon as you figure it out. You don't have to over-explain your reasoning, but respecting other people's time means giving them as much notice as possible so they can make new plans. Of course, you may not always know ahead of time if you need to cancel, but barring last-minute emergencies, we can typically see a shift in our own energy or our timing before the day that our plans arrive. And it's best to let other people know as soon as possible to reduce the impact that we have on them. This goes for appointments of any kind, whether for services, bookings, or casual friendship hangs. If you have to change your plans, let people know as soon as you figure that out so they can make arrangements that work for them as well. I used to be such a yes person that if people asked anything, I was game. And I usually didn't consider the implications of my yes before agreeing to whatever the hell we were gonna do. And then the time would come, and I would often be overbooked or exhausted or just plain uninterested in the event or activity. But I would feel guilty for bailing and end up going and resenting the experience even when I did commit. So I got into the habit of bailing last minute, and that pissed off a lot of people. Lately, over the last few years, as a way to combat this, I've been more open with myself and my people about my need for downtime. I'll check my calendar as soon as I get invited to hang, and I immediately let people know if I'm feeling tentative or not sure based on my moods and feelings about the activity. And by being very open about my lack of energy, every single person I have communicated this with has been incredibly accommodating, understanding, and appreciative of my upfront honesty. Most people don't want you there if you're going to be miserable anyway, so be honest with yourself first, and then the people you're making plans with along the way. Don't be afraid to turn people down. Say no when you don't want to do shit. Because saying no to others can be a yes for yourself, and you deserve that. And if you do end up wanting to do stuff, but you're not sure if you're going to be up for it when the time comes, try saying, I'd love to go to this, but I'm not sure if I'm going to have the time, but I'm going to put it in my calendar, and I'll follow up if I can make it. And then follow up when you figure it out. This sets everyone up with realistic expectations and leads to a lot less hurt feelings if you do end up having to bail last minute. If you are overbooked for an employer or have a job where you get called in often and don't want to go, don't overexplain yourself in these moments either. Just say, "Unfortunately, I can't come in." If they pry and ask why, just tell them you have prior engagements. They legally can't ask for details, and it's frankly none of their business what your prior engagements are, even if those prior engagements were just sitting in your underpants in silence for 5 hours straight. You don't owe anyone an explanation, especially not your employers. But if you do need to change plans or cancel, you do owe people open communication and respect. While some plans will have more heightened meaning and importance, like weddings or long-distance visits and dates, if your reasoning is valid and the timing isn't just completely disrespectful, there is usually no reason people would get upset for you needing to take personal time instead of showing up, especially if you are the type of person who usually shows up. Of course, if you are the flaky type who makes plans and never follows through, you will eventually reinforce that reputation, and it will probably encourage your friends to stop inviting you to fun places. But if you are truly conscious with the plans that you are making, you typically won't want or need to rain check unless there's a legitimate, unforeseen circumstance or feeling keeping you from attending. Because I have a cousin who is one of the most fun humans on the planet, but he's also one of the flakiest people I've ever met. He'll make all kinds of plans with me to hang and simply ignore our confirmation texts. He'll set me up with high hopes and then ghost me every single time. And my expectations are so low of him, but I'm really just pissed that he doesn't communicate that he doesn't want to go. Because I truly wouldn't care if he just told me he wasn't feeling it or made plans. Because I definitely don't want to hang out with anyone that doesn't feel up to hanging with me. But the fact is, I would have made other plans with other people instead of setting aside time and energy to hang out, only to get ghosted by my family. Plus, when you ghost, you are letting someone with all that set time to dwell on the disrespect. This is why you should inform people as soon as you can if you need to change your plans, or just avoid making plans altogether if you're not trying to follow through. And I know it's hard to confront shit. Even if you know it's gonna be fine, it can be scary to let people down in any capacity. I'm always scared to let my friends know that I need to rain check brunch or cancel on hangs, but I've yet to have anyone resent me for it. And same goes for when people cancel on me. I've had last minute cancellations sprinkled with heartfelt apologies, and I was just appreciative they didn't forget we had plans in the first place. Because honestly, if you make plans and need to cancel, you might be letting someone down, sure, but it's better to let them down in a way that is honest rather than let them worry or get angry or fill in those blanks on their own. And even if they are angry about your cancellation, I can assure you they'll be far less upset than if you ghost them completely. Because we all have shit that comes up. It's how we handle that shit that counts. So handle it like a grown-up and say no when you don't want to, and let people know as soon as possible if you do have to switch it up. And then follow through when you can. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.